All right, hello and welcome back to Therapy Insiders. Dr. Gene Chirakabad here, as always, with Dr. Joe Palmer. Joe, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, Gene. Excited for the presentation today. Talk to the owner and founder of Rehabtix, Zhaoxu Kang, and looking forward to hearing about her company and her product.
Absolutely. Some exciting new technology coming up. PT is useful in a lot of ways, or therapy in general. So it's time to catch up with technology and see where we are. But before we get to that, just want to thank all our listeners. Some kind of staggering numbers, crazy numbers that I don't think either Joe or I ever anticipated of seeing. We just reached 56,526 subscribers to our podcast, which is, I think, insane. I think Joe and I talked about being happy with 2,000 or 3,000 when we first started. So to hit a number like that is just insane. So thank you guys and gals for listening, commenting, emails, all that fun stuff. I know we've been in a little bit of a hiatus. We've both been pretty busy. Joe's been running as a partner, pretty successful outpatient manual therapy clinic. He's doing very well. And I recently started a startup with a device for neck pain, headache relief, and kind of posture, called it the ARC. And we just raised $30,000 on Kickstarter to get it going. So we've been both busy, but we're back. We got a good plan for you guys, I think. So we're going to roll out kind of a case study section on our website. So if you guys have a really cool patient or stumped by a patient that you want feedback on, post it on our website, and Joe and I will pick out a couple ones that we think are interesting and kind of go through it on the podcast show, give you our thoughts, our spin on it, and see if you can help your patients out. So we'll try to do more regular podcasts, that a little bit shorter ones. But with that said, like Joe summed up, Zhaoxu's with us to talk about Rehabtix. So Zhaoxu, why don't you just introduce your company and let us know what it's all about.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me here. So my name is Zhaoxu Kang. I'm the founder and CEO of Rehabtix. Rehabtix is a healthcare IT startup in Baltimore, Maryland. And we are building creative and comprehensive physical therapy system to help patients to improve their compliance and to help physical therapy improve their efficiency and also help clinics to extend their service into meeting patients' home 24/7 and make it available 24/7.
So how is that actually done? Because we really don't have a visual right now, and we'll put something on the website, kind of a trailer for the technology, to give the listeners a visual of what it actually does and how it looks and what it's supposed to accomplish.
Sure. So imagine that I'm sure a lot of people probably know about Microsoft Xbox system. It's a popular gaming console. And what our system is doing is to use the Kinect sensor associated with the Xbox system. But we don't use the Xbox itself, but using the sensor only, and which can be plugged into your computer. And then our software, proprietary software developed by our company, can read people's 3D motion in real time. And then we immerse users without them having to wear any sensors. Just by standing and doing the movements, our system is able to track their movements in real time and give them automatic feedback and correction. A good way to think about it, you can, for example, a lot of people play Kinect games for a dance movement. And so during the dance movement, the games give you feedback in terms of your gesture, your movements, and then you'll be able to learn how to do the dance movement. Using our system is the same principle. We guide the users to do the physical rehabilitation movements prescribed by therapists remotely. And then our system is automatic, monitor patients' movement and give them feedback like a virtual therapist in their living room. And furthermore, our system will use motion-controlled video games, which is customized in our company, to engage users to do the physical rehabilitation without having to think about the burden of the physical rehabilitation. Really immerse them to enjoy the experience. At the same time, their stats, for example, their range of motion, velocity, acceleration, composition movement, all those data is tracked in real time, and we can send the report to physical therapists remotely. So you will send hundreds of millions of hundreds of thousands of patients home, and initially therapists don't know what patients are doing at home or how well they're doing, whether they're complying to the prescription or not. Using our system, you will be able to track patients' progress remotely and give them feedback online. So it's really a way to reconnect the patients back to the therapist. And so that therapist and patients stay connected all the time. It's not only the episodic contact only in the clinics.
Now, you mentioned patients. What type of population are we talking here? Because, you know, Joe and I work at a manual therapy clinic, and it's very hands-on and watching our patients. And the some of the metrics that you've mentioned, velocity, acceleration, all that stuff, I'm curious to know how that relates to therapy, how that relates to results in terms of pain and function and restoration of daily activities, because that sounds to me more more sports oriented.
So that's a good question. So initial, our two section, market section, we are aiming towards, one is orthopedic physical rehabilitation, orthopedic patients, for example, patients after shoulder surgery or knee surgery. And the other population is athletic sports training, like you suggested. So the way our system is to incorporate the functional rehabilitation movements into an engaging gaming environment, virtual environment. So our system is very customizable. So for example, if you have a standard ACL protocol for your patients to use, then we can actually put those movements in our library, and then you can prescribe those movements easily to your patient population. So we can custom create a customized movement library for your specific patient population. And the way relate to the pain tracking is that when the patients are doing the movement, if they feel pain, they can actually use voice control to activate our system. So our system can track at what joint angle or what range of motion and what gesture they're feeling pain, and relay that information back to the therapist.
So, Xiaoxu, just so I'm clear, is this your main market? Is that in conjunction with a physical therapist then, or are you using this as a home-based alternative to physical therapy?
No, we actually, because we are not physical therapists, but we want to build a platform and build a technology tool to enable therapists will be able to remotely monitor large patient population so that we are not prescribing exercises to patients. Rather, the patients, when they see the therapist, see you guys, and then you, based on the progress and based on the assessment results, based on your evaluation, you prescribe exercises to those patients online for each patient. And then the patient will get the movements prescribed by you through our platform so they can continue their exercises in an engaging environment with our system at their homes. And so that is really keep their improve their compliance so that rehab better and faster, and also provide a way, powerful way, for you to track not only a single patient, but really a patient population. So you can imagine that for your entire clinics, if you're running a clinics, you can actually see all your patient population, who's doing well, who's not doing well, who's not complying. So you can actually see what protocol works on your patient population and what therapy works on your specific population, what's the expertise of each therapist. So it's actually a lot of information can be extracted from the system to for the therapist to utilize and to run their clinics better.
So to follow up with Joe's comment or question, where the patient is coming into therapy and they have this system set up at home in conjunction with therapy.
So, right, we have actually two models. One model is that for clinics to use it in the clinics, when the patients come into the clinics. So because we offer very automatic assessment and generate a report, objective documentation for therapists. So for example, if you do assessment, spend 15 minutes, you can use our system to do it in 1 minute, and you can get the report very easily. And also, like you suggested, is also we have a system that for patients to bring home, and so that to keep patients engaged and also keep patients connected with the therapist.
So when you talk about your reports, how specific is this camera to, you said, range of motion, velocity, movement? Have you tested it for reliability?
Yeah, so the Kinect Kinect sensor has been extensively tested. There are a lot of papers actually online you can actually find comparing the performance with 3D positional sensors matched, like attached to your patient's body, attached to normal people's body, and you can compare the performance. Actually, Kinect sensor accuracy is on par with the rest of the 3D positional sensor. And as you may heard that Microsoft just push out the Kinect V2, along with the Kinect One, the Xbox One, which use a different way of tracking. So it's using a time of flight tracking, which basically enable far accurate and more responsive tracking of the user's movement, 3D movements, real time. So we're launching our system with that new sensor, and which will enable very accurate 3D movement tracking. And the tracking is independent of the patient's body size and tall, whether it's tall, he's tall or short, or whether it's fat or thin. And basically, the Kinect sensor handling the normalization is actually tracking the human skeleton. So as long as it recognizes the patient as a human, then it can track the patients very reliably.
So the patient needs a TV, needs an internet connection. What do the patient actually need?
So the patient initially, we are actually two stages. Initially, we are launching our system that with a specific computer applications that basically applicants, and then you install, plug the Kinect sensor to it. So when we, for example, if you're a patient, you order right now, what we're going to ship it to you is a computer applicants and along with a Kinect sensor. So you can just mount the Kinect sensor onto that specific box, a computer box. We mail it to you, and then that will have a display, you'll be able to use it. But in the future, we're moving on to Xbox system. So in the future, you will just have Xbox. A lot of patients we contact with and already have Xbox system at their home. So you can just basically download our software into your Xbox and use it just like a normal software on your Xbox, like a normal game. Also, we are planning to launch another version in the long term that is just a software you can download it to your computer, and then you can plug in the Kinect sensor to your computer. So in the long run, basically, the patient just need to lease, or they can buy a Kinect sensor, plug into their computer, and they will be able to use it.
So when you say in the long run, I feel like in the long run, more people will be more comfortable with technology. I feel that in the short run, though, most of the patients that are having your knee and your shoulder surgeries are a little bit technologically awkward.
Challenged. Technologically challenged.
Yes. And so how do you guys envision that product working for a senior citizen that maybe has very, very minimal computer skills, doesn't know what Xbox is from cardboard box?
Right. Okay. I definitely agree that that's a definitely, there is a generational concern that for seniors, some seniors, of course, we see different range of computer usage. But as everybody knows, that the computer usage, even among seniors, is going up with time. But right now, we are focusing on different ways. Number one, we are actually installing our system in clinics. So no matter the patient is a senior or not, he or she will be able to use our system in the clinics. So seeing the system in action, interact with the system. So they will become familiar with the system already while they're in the clinics. And then also, we are working with some home care agencies, planning to work with some home care agencies. So they actually, when the patients go in, either the patient gets some physical therapist to go into their home to take care of them for a few visits, as far as I know, or we can have some home care agency to go in their home to handle the installation if they can't handle them themselves. Of course, there will be a small fee associated with it, but we are trying to use either their family or our specific installation technical people will help them handle the installation. But also at the same time, on the technical side, we are trying to make the system very easy to use. It's pretty much play and plug and play. And there's no there's specific configuration that patient need to do. It's literally you plug in and then you can turn it on, you can use it. And the system doesn't require patients to wear any sensors because it's optical sensor, patients on the body doesn't need to wear anything. So it's very safe and they use their gesture to move and just like they do physical therapy movements in the clinics. So it's very intuitive. There is no additional learning curve for them to get used to the system. So that's through these ways we're trying to overcome that initial like optical for the senior generations.
So this sounds, it sounds very interesting, I think. But my question or concern, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are probably asking this right now as well, is this all sounds very nice and very nice, and technology usually means very expensive. So how much are the costs? And two, in clinics like Joe's and mine, when we're, again, kind of the manual therapy oriented, very hands-on, I like a lot of control over what I do and what I see with my patients. So very, very rarely do I hand over that control, you know, either even if I have a student in that kind of respect, but assessment-wise, I want to see it. I want to see what the motion is. I want to feel what the feel is. So to me, this machine sounds like it's a very good use for home exercise and monitoring the patient's progress when I can't control it. Or in a hospital setting when there is a very big patient population, when they go through a lot, and like you said, as home care. So to make it worth it to private practice owners, to clinics that see their patients, work on their patients hands-on, what is the cost? Is there billing reimbursement? How do you foresee that playing out?
Right, that's a good question. So that our system, when it's used in the clinics, just like you can bill, just follow whatever CPT code you're commonly used, whether therapeutic exercise or therapeutic activities or neuromuscular re-education. So it's still you can bill using normal CPT code. There is no difference using our system. And regarding the manual control, we are not taking control away from the therapist. Actually, our system is built to improve the efficiency of the therapist. For example, in the clinics, you try to measure the range of motion of the patient as they reporting pain or as they do specific range of motion. Our system's reading is real time, so you don't need to ask patient to stop. Really, you can pinpoint specific time frame and get the reading on the patient. So it's really a powerful tool for you to work with the patient because, for example, initially you can do assessment by measuring each joint angle from time to time, taking 20 minutes. Using our system with the real-time reading, you can actually get the assessment done still with extensive patient interaction, but you can get it done probably under one or 2 minutes. So it's really a way for you to improve patient capacity, basically, and improve the efficiency of the therapist. And it's a powerful tool for you to measure patients. And what is more, when you ask patients to do exercise in the clinics, our system, when they use, you can still watch patients just like normally you do, but with our system, you can actually get the progress report. And so it's like additional assessment on the patient as they're doing the movement. So you can get these data, which is very valuable. We think that for therapists, you can use our report for reimbursement or send it to the surgeons of the patient. Or if you work with workers' compensation group, you can send it to the case manager so that let them know what the patient's progress is as time goes. Because each time the patient using the system is really that our system can report the results back to you.
Right, but we haven't covered the cost of the system yet. And I understand, trust me, I get it's very accurate and it can do range of motion and show very good numbers. What I really want to know is we have goniometers, right, which are free. They're handed out to us at every single convention. How can you justify buying I'm guessing several hundred dollar, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, machine to a free goniometer over 2-3 minute difference?
So we think that really, not only we are actually the end goal is not really just to improve the efficiency. So we actually using our system, there are a lot of additional new services the clinics can provide to the patient population. For example, patients, when their insurance ran out, the reason a lot of patients don't go back to the clinics probably because each visit costs a lot of money to them. And without the insurance support, they may not want to go there. And so they will go to gym to subscribe to a gym instead and to work with a personal trainer or work with themselves. So using our system, you can actually, for example, imagine you several our rehab kiosk system in the clinics. And when a patient's insurance ran out, you can offer a package for low post-care coverage. So you can have patients come in and you can spend 1 minute to check them in using the system and prescribe exercises. They will be able to use the system. The system will provide the monitor and feedback as they're using the system. They can use it for 30 minutes, 1 hour, depending your plan is. At the end of it, you can check the progress report and see how well the patient is doing, give the feedback. So the patient can come back to the clinics, like not going to the gym, but for their physical therapy recovery.
So you're talking a fee-for-service type of maintenance package, exercise package.
Right. So you can bring a lot of patients back even after their insurance ran out. And furthermore, there is additional revenue. For example, using our system, and you can monitor a lot of patients doing home exercises. For example, you offer update their online exercises and give remote feedback and remote conversation, monitor these kind of services with a small fee, just like your gym services. So you give, for example, you can offer different services. You check on them per week for update their exercises, and that's maybe a subscription per month for $50 or $100. And then you can, this is like bringing large patient population, you can connect it with your clinics. Not only is a way to market and brand your clinics, but also really to really make you differentiate yourself from the other clinics, because now you're providing very extensive and comprehensive home rehabilitation programs, which others haven't provided before, and offer this kind of remote feedback and monitor, which is very valuable for patients to keep them in check, and they can comply with your rehabilitation prescription better. And so that's really a new revenue stream for the clinics, and also is really a way to extend your services beyond the four walls of clinics, so you can monitor large patient populations. And we got calls from patients from Seattle, from Ohio, and they say that they have patients in their family who need like long-term care and need a therapist to use our system, working with them long-term. And we can bring those patient population to clinics, and then it's really a way for you to connect with those patients.
Will your software be able to interact with some of the other EMR-type applications that are out there right now for electronic medical record?
That's a good question. So what we do have the capability to interact with different EMR system, as you may know, that a lot of EMR EHR system, they already have API application interface that we can talk to. As we're launching our system, we are just talking to different clinics and clinic chains, and depending what EMR system, we can build application to send our data there. It can be really transfer specific readings from our system into their EMR, or we can export our system into a PDF or whatever format and then import it into the EMR, so that when you click on the patient profile, you can see that readings in a report format. So that's not an issue for us. We do have the capability to interact with EMR.
Who are your biggest supporters right now? I was reading on your website that you've raised over, was it $250,000 so far to start the company?
We had raised over actually $300,000 so far. So we initially, when I started out, I was supported since I was back in school. I was from Johns Hopkins. I was getting a grant from a National Collegiate Innovator Innovation Alliance. And then I started my first project with the help of a software engineer. And then my company was selected into Accelerate Baltimore. which is a accelerator program hosted by Emerging Technology Center in Baltimore. And we are one of the six companies in the class of 2013. And Able Foundation was the foundation supporting us moving forward. And then we move on, we got funding support from TEDCO, and then and also from the Maryland Industry Partnership Grant Agency. So we got a lot of support from the state and the local government and the state government, which we really appreciate. They basically bridge the funding gap before we can get funding from investors. And so far, we have been doing great.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah. I think I mentioned to you earlier, I see a lot of potential in your device and where your technology is headed, and even in the early stages, just to paint a picture, I had a chance to see a demo of the what are you calling the device, by the way?
So we have three different product lines. For the online portal, where therapists will be able to track patients' progress, give prescription, we call Rehab Portal. And then the kiosk system we put in the clinics to use, called Rehab Kiosk. And then the system we put in patients' home, called Rehab Spot. So we have three different systems, but really they talk to each other very closely, because after all, we try to bridge the communication between patients and therapists. So these three systems talk to each other.
Got it. So the rehab system, I saw a brief demo of it, and definitely saw the potential of it. And I think your system, it's sky's the limit with the science of it and the angles and the velocities and acceleration. So I'm really excited and curious to see where that goes and where that takes you. I can't wait to see as you go. Are you still in beta?
So right now we're piloting several clinics. Yeah, we're several physical rehabilitation clinic chains in Maryland, and actually one of the national chains is piloting our system right now. So the goal is to that they really see the system in action in their clinics and built into their clinical practice, and we're hoping that they will like our system and then use our system as part of their clinical practice.
Yeah. So with that, the evolution, I think, is going to be great. Just hearing your ideas for the future and how you want to progress with the different rehab.
Yeah, portals. And we are looking for pilot sites right now. So if any clinics, and no matter big and small, is interested to use our system, we can actually provide a pilot system, a demo system that you can use for a while and really see the system in action and see your therapists and patients to use this system and see how well it works with your clinic's practice.
So we'll put all your contact info on our website, but for our listeners, where can they find you? How can they contact you if they're interested in the pilot? More questions, see this live in action. Let's throw out all your contact info.
Sure. So that we can be reached. My email is kang at rehabtics, rehabtics.com. So it's kang at rehabtics.com. And also they can go to the www.rehabtics.com, rehabtics. So they can go there and see our information, and they can just find our contact information there. They can call us and they can reach out, email us, and to schedule a demo or schedule a demo system, and we can come out to them, or they can come to our office to see the system in action. Either works with us, really.
So there you go. We'll post all this on our website, the link to Rehabtics, contact for Xiao Xu. It is a really cool system, even in the pilot stage. I think the potential for it is very exciting. If nothing else, if you guys get this, at least you'll have an Xbox to play with, right?
So really, we try to get the users to buy it, and not only use for physical rehab, so after they finish rehab, they can continue with their wellness training.
There you go. You can continue with your Call of Duty. So you get your exercises in, kill a few zombies, and you're good to go. It's perfect. Right, Chip? That's right up your alley, right?
There you go. Exercise first.
Exercise the body, then exercise the thumbs. It's great. All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Xiao Xu. It's been very enlightening in the technology realm. We haven't really covered that yet, and we look forward to keeping track of your progress and hearing from you and seeing where you where you are in the next several months to years.
Yeah, Xiaoxu, best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. And we really appreciate the support from the Baltimore and Maryland community. Our company actually just been awarded as a 2014 Maryland Incubator Company of the Year and the Best Life Science Company. So we really appreciate the support and from the community, and we're keeping moving forward. So definitely I'll keep everybody posted.
That's great. Excellent. Well deserved. So
thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for listening to Therapy Insiders. Again, check us out on iTunes at therapyinsiders.com. If you have any questions, email Joe or myself. Again, we'll set up a case study section. We'll keep track of our forums a little bit better. I read a few things that we should have answered, but again, we're back and looking forward to hearing from you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.